Face the challenges of a new management role. You've been promoted to a management position, which is great news. However, not everyone might be happy about it, and your company might not give you the training or tools you need as a new manager. The situation can be tough, but you'll navigate the office environment better if you remember these key concepts. 1. Leading a team is very different from just being a top performer on the team. 2. As a team leader or manager, you need to focus on the big picture, not just small details. 3. Good managers know how to delegate tasks to others. 4. Effective leaders inspire their teams, while those who are too controlling often fail. The visitor mat. In addition to your new office and title, you might face jealousy, hidden agendas, flattery that isn't genuine, and resistance. Luckily, most staff members will adopt a wait-and-see attitude, which is a sensible way to handle change. Be patient and restrained. Don't issue commands right away. Instead, listen more than you speak, avoid being overly friendly too soon, and don't act like you know everything. Make sure to meet with each staff member individually, create a fair environment, and show real interest in their goals and concerns. Build self-assurance and reliability. Gaining trust, confidence, and loyalty doesn't happen quickly. It's a gradual process. Think of it like a baseball game. While your players are working to score runs, your job is to develop a plan that helps them get on base and eventually score. Don't put down your employees or set unrealistically high expectations. Striving for perfection can trap even your best workers in a cycle of frustration and unhappiness. Instead, set achievable goals that will build teamwork and encourage growth. Show gratitude and thanks. Constructive feedback is essential for creating a positive and productive workplace. To ensure that your praise is helpful, follow these steps. 1. Be specific. Use clear examples when giving praise or addressing staff behavior. 2. Show connections. Explain how small actions fit into the overall goals of the department or company. 3. Avoid exaggeration. Stick to the facts and avoid making things seem worse than they are. 4. Share information. Prevent rumors by being open and transparent about information. Active listening is a key tool for managers. By being engaged listeners, managers can ask questions, summarize the speaker's main points, and give appropriate verbal and nonverbal feedback. Active listeners avoid unnecessary interruptions, self-centered comments, and know-it-all remarks. Good managers don't get carried away with their talking. Tasks and challenges to be aware of. Managers play multiple roles, such as teacher, motivator, coach, leader, and enforcer, depending on the situation. These roles are divided into 6 main tasks. 1. Recruiting staff. 2. Communicating department and company goals. 3. Managing and planning resources. 4. Developing projects. 5. Training staff. 6. Assessing personnel. New managers often get too involved in their previous tasks or focus too much on their old department roles. It's important to let go of these former duties. Don't let your old job become your new hobby. Look forward and avoid micromanaging. Concentrate on the overall picture. A balanced view will help you advance in your career. Hiring 101. The hiring process includes various tests, such as aptitude exams and drug tests. However, very few assessments measure or report an employee's attitude, which is the most important aspect of the workplace. Detecting a job candidate's attitude can be challenging and requires good listening and interviewing skills. 3 questions can help you evaluate an applicant's attitude. 1. What tasks did you enjoy most at your previous job? 2. How would you describe your last manager? What was your relationship like with them? 3. What tasks did you like the least at your last job? When several candidates are closely matched for a single job, base your decision on what your company needs most. Make your choice quickly and notify everyone involved. Clearly explain to the new hire details about salary, working hours, and any trial period. Ensure that everyone understands the job's requirements, benefits, and pay. Training 101. As a new manager, it's normal to feel unsure about your ability to do every job in your department. However, you don't need to do everything yourself. You are responsible for the overall performance of your team, but you don't have to handle every task. Don't try to do it all on your own. Make sure experienced employees train new hires properly by showing them how to perform specific tasks. Choose trainers who have a positive attitude. Prevent new employees from becoming discontented. Use the training period to review company standards and department goals. To create a clear job profile, include three key elements. First, list the job's requirements, such as necessary skills and education. Second, describe the attitude and behavior needed for the role. And third, outline the people skills required. The top layers. As a middle manager, you are like a cold cut between slices of corporate bread, caught between junior staff and senior managers. To succeed, focus on both your team and your boss. Keep your boss informed about your department's goals, strategies, and achievements. Be respectful of their time by providing clear, factual reports. Also, listen to and consider the opinions of senior executives. You might encounter a challenging manager at some point. Start by figuring out if this manager has problems with many people or just with you. Try to discuss and solve the issue directly with them. Even if they're difficult, they might still be open to feedback. If your new boss doesn't accept feedback from employees, look for an experienced colleague who can guide you through these tough situations. This mentor might offer advice or suggest involving a neutral third party to help resolve the problem. You might think about asking your manager's boss for help, but be careful. This could either solve your problem or harm your relationship with your direct manager. You might also want to look for a different role within the company or consider finding a new job. Challenge employees. As a manager, you might encounter different types of difficult employees. These include people who argue a lot, seem forgetful, or seek too much attention, as well as those who joke around too much or work obsessively. It's important not to judge too quickly, as unexpected issues like sudden illnesses, personal troubles, or financial problems can affect even the best employees and disrupt their performance. Don't try to solve every issue your employees face on your own. Offering help that isn't appropriate or correct can lead to legal trouble for you and your company. Employee assistance programs, EAPs, usually managed by human resources, provide employees with support for various personal, physical, psychological, and financial problems. They can also help staff dealing with substance abuse issues. Discipline 101. To prevent surprises at work, keep employees informed about company standards and give regular feedback on their performance. If someone is underperforming or behaving poorly, 1. Give clear warnings about issues early on. 2. Avoid making personal or aggressive comments. 3. Communicate openly. Listen before you respond. 4. Keep records of warnings and reviews with written notes. 5. If the employee shows no improvement after repeated warnings, consider lowering their pay or even terminating their employment. End employment and company separation. Don't rush to fire an employee. First, check if they received proper training and were warned adequately. Make sure they know the company's rules and that you have records of your efforts to help and guide them. Ensure they were treated fairly and consider if another department could be a better fit for them. Also, look out for signs of a hostile work environment, like inappropriate jokes, gestures, or unfair treatment. Missteps in these areas could lead to legal issues. When a company is bought out or merges, there are often layoffs or staff changes within 6 months. As a manager, you might need to cut jobs or salaries. To handle these situations with care, be professional and empathetic. Listen to employees who are being let go, respect their dignity, and make sure they receive payment for any unused vacation or sick days. Keep all details confidential. Energize enthusiasm and spirit. Being able to build team spirit is a key skill for managers. Your success as a manager will rely on how well you can guide your team towards a common goal. To build team spirit and lead effectively, follow these steps. 1. Set clear goals for each team and individual. 2. Give specific and easy-to-follow instructions. 3. Provide regular feedback. 4. Encourage positive teamwork. 5. Lead by example. If you face challenges, use the resources from the HR office. Look for employer-sponsored training to help you create the right environment in your department. Ultimately, the responsibility is yours now. Key points. 1. Leading a team means paying attention to the overall goals, not just your success. 2. Delegate tasks effectively and inspire your team instead of controlling them. 3. Build trust gradually, avoid micromanaging, and set realistic goals. 4. Provide specific, fact-based praise and practice active listening. 5. Manage multiple roles including recruiting, planning, and assessing staff. 6. Address employee issues with empathy, using available support resources like EAPs. 7. Maintain professionalism during layoffs and mergers, respecting employees' dignity.